Radio Prague News. The Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer has cancelled an official visit to Eurasia and Southeast Asia due to illness. Police are investigating an explosion that happened in 1984 based on a testimony that it was organized by the Communist secret police. And the Czech team has been defeated in both singles matches at the Fed Cup semifinals on Saturday. Prime Minister Jan Fischer has cancelled an official visit to Armenia due to illness. The Prime Minister and a delegation of business people were scheduled to fly to Armenia on Saturday evening. Mr. Fischer will not be able to travel due to a respiratory infection that requires antibiotic treatment and rest. He was set to continue on to Mongolia and Cambodia after visiting Armenia. A new date for the visit will be agreed upon with diplomatic representatives of the respective countries, a spokesman for the government said on Saturday. A department of the Czech police that investigates communist-era crimes has started looking into a 1984 explosion in a residential tower block building in Moravia, the Daily Pravo reported. According to a testimony given by former secret police agent Karel Muroň a month ago, the explosion was not, as previously believed, an accident. Mr. Muroň claims that it was planned by the communist secret police, the STB, in an effort to disband the Charter 77, a dissident group whose most prominent member was Václav Havel, who later became the Czech president. According to the testimony, the STB was going to charge members of the Charter 77 with having caused the explosion. Mr. Muroň claims that he was one of the agents to take part in organizing it, but escaped to Poland before it took place. The explosion, which killed 12 people and injured 9, is considered the most tragic event of this kind in Czech history. The Czech Republic's women's tennis team is losing 2-love to Italy in the semifinals of the Fed Cup. In the first singles rubber in Rome on Saturday, Lucia Radetzka was beaten 4-6 and 5-7 by Flavia Panetta, despite having been 4-1 up in both sets. In the second match, Lucia Šafářová lost 0-6 and 2-6 to Francesca Schiavone. Šafářová is set to face Panetta in the third singles rubber in the best-of-five tie, which concludes on Sunday. A gorilla baby was born in Prague Zoo on Saturday. The newborn is the third baby born to gorilla Kyiva, who last gave birth in 2007. She was brought to Prague Zoo from Australia as part of an international breeding project. Gorillas are very popular with visitors, and the zoo's website features a live video stream from its gorilla pavilion. And now for a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be sunny and warm, with clear skies and daytime temperatures of up to 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.